political story of the weekend will be the DA's elective conference. Who will become the first permanent leader of the party since the departure of Musi Maimane? Boy, that seems a long time ago. John Steenhuisen has been holding the reins and wants them permanently. He has challenged Mambali Mthuli. Ralph Macheka joins me now, political analyst you often hear on Cape Talk, who is at the Mapungubwe Institute for Strategic Reflection, which I think is a wonderfully named institution. Ralph, what is your strategic reflection on this DA contest?
Afternoon, Mike. I used to be at Mapungubwe a while back, then I left to go and study full time. So recently, I'm just a postgraduate.
You're just a poor student.
You know what I mean. It's nice to be a student sometimes. It is the only time that the society respects you for not doing too much, for just reading and all that.
Okay, what do you make of this DA contest? Firstly, I assume Steenhuisen will win. The odds seem to be very much on his side.
Yeah, I mean, it will be a big miracle if Steenhuisen doesn't win. If you look at how the DA is positioned, Steenhuisen is a safe bet. I mean, they are facing serious challenges. They've had electoral fallout in the previous elections. They've lost senior leaders. And then they've been questioned as to what is it that they actually stand for. So Steenhuisen has carved, I would say, some kind of a candidate, as someone who's saying, I represent some form of continuity within the DA, not very much of a shift. Of course, there are criticism, Mike, that the DA seems to be shifting a bit to more of extreme right instead of maybe even center right. But it favors Steenhuisen. He's the mainstream within the DA. It will take a lot, I think, for him not to get this one. It is for him to lose it, this one.
Tell us a bit about Mbali Ntuli. She has been campaigning. I think we're aware of very much of what she looks like, her background, DA youth leader.
I mean, she's one of the prominent leaders of the DA. If Mbali Ntuli doesn't come out now, I don't think it's over for her. Age is still on her side. She's quite prominent and active within the DA. I've read the letter that she once wrote. I mean, a very searching letter as to where the DA need to be positioned, embracing progressive politics of multiracialism instead of denying the existence of race as a determinant of distribution of opportunities in society. So these are the type of debates that even if she does not win this battle, they are still going to have to deal with this. I do not believe that the identity of the DA, that it is going to be somehow of an extreme right party, it's complete. It's a fait accompli. I think that people are still going to struggle. People are still going to try to give a sense as to what type of DA they want. And the conversation raised by Mbali, I think it will be a very important conversation going forward.
It's a logistically very interesting challenge for the party, 2,000 delegates voting, and it's an entirely virtual event. I presume that wouldn't affect the outcome that much.
Well, hopefully. I mean, it is a big experimentation. They are the first party in South Africa to try to have this. And you know, Mike, most of the difficulties that we have had in these conferences has been the question of the credentials. Perhaps if this thing is built on an IT platform, it's going to be virtual. It means it will be able to eliminate some of the challenges. I mean, it's a big experiment, no doubt, but the advantage is that it could eliminate some of those challenges that they've been confronted with when people met physically and so forth. So we don't know if other parties are watching. I think the ANC should be watching keenly because it might need a platform such as this for its own event. The party cannot stay frozen forever. The DA said that we are not going to stay frozen. We are going to adapt and function. And I think kudos goes to them. It's a good try.
It is. 1,200 delegates will be online and 800 will use hybrid venues. So some people will go to venues, which will then be linked, but 1,200 delegates will be online individually. I mean, that's a serious technical challenge, but it has to be done in this day and age. Your view of John Steenhuisen, the general consensus, I think a very effective whip in Parliament under Musi Maimane and a constant presence in Parliament. Does he have the broader stature? Parliament is not the stage. You have to take yourself into the nation as the leader.
I mean, to be honest with you, when I look at this, whenever I listen to Steenhuisen in Parliament during the time of Maimane, for a while there, I forgot who was leading the DA. I mean, he came out quite very well. He used that position in parliament very well. But again, that was the time of Zuma, President Jacob Zuma. The bar was very low. I mean, how much work did you need to actually come out very well in parliament against an excessively compromised parliament that presided over a disaster, quote-unquote, wasted 9 years? It's not me. The NC members, senior members themselves, using that a whole nine wasted 9 years. So CNSN will have to, I think, rise above that, beyond just being an opposition shouting at the governing party that has been doing, I mean, gross mistakes. He needs to tread a vision for this party. There are certain things that the DA need to formulate a policy on without firstly having to look as to what the NC's policy might be. I mean, for example, I don't see the NC coming very well on rural agricultural development. You need to come up with that. You need to show innovation in making sure that the party at least responds to the challenges in South Africa. So beyond all this faction, beyond understanding him in relation to the NC, he still has the big task of trying to get this party to innovate. That's a huge task.
I can't help thinking, as effective as Steenhuisen has been in Parliament, when you look at Mbali and Ntuli, that would be the very brave choice. That would be the bold choice. That would be taking the DA beyond where it is. Obviously, that carries risks, but yeah, in this day and age, maybe that risk is worth taking.
Well, I mean, if you take a risk, the returns might be good, or the returns might be bad, but if you don't take a risk, you're sure going to be where you are. I mean, you are not going to move significantly. Maybe circumstances might actually even compel you moving in a direction that you don't like. So Mbali might come out as a risk, but Mike, imagine how the picture would be if, say, she were to deputize Steenhuisen. The problem with the DA, it seems as if they're just cutting through in a way that they don't want to mix leadership. I mean, it will be very interesting if you have Mbali at a senior position. The fact that, or maybe the idea that she might not succeed to lead the DA doesn't mean she cannot be there to strengthen the top leadership or to be someone at the top there. What about federal council leader and so forth? For me, there are great possibilities, but it appears as if the thinking within the DA in leadership seems to be that of the ANC. You either take a group, take the entire faction, or you cannot mix, or nothing else. That just fails to understand the practicality, because at this point, the DA just might need Steenhuisen as much as they need Mbali Ntuli at the top.
Ralph, thank you very much. As always, always a pleasure to chat to you. Ralph Manteca, who's now, of course, just a student, but an excellent political analyst. And thanks, as always, Ralph, for your time on Cape Talk.